Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. It's time for NFL overreaction or reality. Let's start with this, overreaction or reality. Troy Aikman, Micah, and Dak are right. Mike McCarthy will be back as the head coach of the Cowboys next season.
So you're...
Or should.
Okay, there you go. Because I was like, they have not said he will. Yeah, I'm. The more I think about it, the more I think they're right.
And you're clearly excited by
this.
I don't think
Mike McCarthy needs to be gone. Because I don't know that that's going to be the thing that shakes up this team.
Sure.
The talent level. And I mean, we're talking about it right now. They're having to grow these young players because they have told us they're not spending any money. We can challenge the Cowboys and be like, hey, the salary cap's a myth. And they can say, that's fine. We're not spending any money, right? And we can go, okay, well, why not? That's what the furthest it can go there.
Sure.
But the talent level is still the problem. So the coaches, why change coaches? What's the difference?
Got to have something to sell. I mean, the difference on the field, I don't know about any of that.
Yeah.
But I got to have something to sell, right?
And if that's the case, look, man, that gets you to be $12.5 billion as opposed to $11.5 billion.
Does it ever?
I just think he's going to let the contract run out. Here's the deal. If he's back, he's back on a two-year contract.
Yeah.
And that means he does not fire coaches. He will not fire Mike McCarthy. He will keep him on the whole 2 years. The contract is running out. So he's able to do this without paying another dime for a coach that wouldn't coach for him. He doesn't like doing that. The contract's up. They're going to finish either 5-12 or 6-11, I think, for the season. And I think that gives them an easy way to get out of this. I don't think Jerry even cares too much who the coach is, to be honest. As long as the person is somewhat, in a way, subservient to the Jones family.
Sure.
Like, they can have their own thoughts and ideas, but just know I'm the face of this franchise.
You think that's a prerequisite to come on board
here? Yes, and Mike McCarthy said yes to that, but I can't imagine if he does... He's signing him to a two-year deal, so it doesn't become, well, what if they don't make the playoffs next year? It doesn't matter. Jerry won't pay a person not to coach.
Give me cut number 7, if you can, Chris.
Snap to Purdy. Pressured on a blitz. Throws it right. Flags are down as Kittle makes the catch for the touchdown.
Yeah, they're gonna get called for the pick here.
There was no foul for offensive pass interference.
Sorry, suckers.
NFL overreaction or reality, tonight's game between the Rams and the 49ers is an NFC elimination game.
True.
Yes.
Whoever loses is done.
That's reality. And I'm interested to see Dre Greenlaw's coming back. So sure. I'm interested to see how much better Warner is since he doesn't. Or maybe it's a problem because maybe Greenlaw's physically like still gassed a little bit. And
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
But that defense has not been the same this year. And that's been a major factor as to the reason why. There's a couple guys that have been spread too thin and trying to do what they're trying to do.
You have a prediction for this evening besides pain?
27-20.
I don't get to know.
I'm going Rams. I don't have a score, but okay. I think the Rams, if they can get into the playoffs, are going to be a team that upsets somebody.
Okay.
Because they can score.
I agree with that.
They have a coach that knows how to score points.
NFL overreaction or reality, starting Cooper Rush over Trey Lance at this point is foolishness.
Yeah. Yes.
Because what are we hoping to see from Trey Lance? Enough to know that he could be your backup quarterback?
Yeah, and I will say, Kevin, you did see a very poor outing in preseason.
Yes.
And if, let's say Mickey is right about this, okay? I'm going to just give this. Let's say Mickey is right. And you want to give your team the best opportunity to be these young players, the Tyler Guyton's, who may not be there.
Yeah.
But some of these other younger players that need reps, you want to give them the best opportunity to get the most reps possible in real game live action. I don't think Lance gives you the most reps. If we're talking about Corey Seager getting the most at-bats, Wyatt Langford getting the most at-bats because they're your best players, you do that by having them there because they're going to get those opportunities because of the way the order happens. I think Trey Lance is going to be more three and outs, and Cooper Rush gives that opportunity for some of these other scenarios to play out. Otherwise, as a fan, I want to see Trey Lance. But I do understand the concept of trying to make sure some of these other players get the best opportunity to get the reps they need.
Is Cooper Rush a free agent at the end of the year?
I believe that is correct.
If he's a free agent, and I know that Trey Lance is, at least I do know that.
That is correct.
I don't know how much it matters. I need a league minimum quarterback next year.
Yeah, they're both free agents.
If you're the Dallas Cowboys, just tell me out of the two. The tough thing is Dak's probably going to miss 2 to 10 games next year. Like, I don't know how many, but I just think this is now where you're at with Dak Prescott. But I just don't know if I can afford a $5 million backup. I think Trey Lance is probably not an NFL quarterback, not even an NFL backup. I guess you'd have to play him a few games to find out. But I need to pay somebody league minimum or like third round draft pick money to be the quarterback next year, because every penny is going to mean so much on this team.
Yeah. Yeah. I get you on that.
So I don't know. I don't even know if I answered the question. I don't care.
Okay.
Cooper Rush is a good backup.
Don't care is an answer too.
He's going to cost too much money if I have to have a quarterback at $750,000.
I know they haven't, but NFL overreaction or reality, the Falcons should bench Kirk Cousins. I know they've already said, hey, for reality. Now, that's not what we're doing.
Reality. But I also wouldn't have signed Kirk Cousins.
That's true.
Listen, Kirk Cousins, Dak, Derek Carr, like those all those quarterbacks are kind of in the same boat to me.
Okay.
And like, I don't put Dak any, you know, out of that category, because there's a different level you get to in the playoffs for sure. So I think that's why I wouldn't spend $60 million a year on either one of those, any of those quarterbacks, because I don't think that they're exactly the thing. But once you've seen the project kind of fall apart and you have the next generation of it in-house, go ahead and get that thing started, especially if you think you have some opportunities in the playoffs this year.
Here's what we don't know. How is Michael Penix in practice?
Yeah.
If he's...
Are you assuming not that great so far?
I'm assuming he doesn't look good in practice.
Okay.
Is that fair to then not play him? I don't know. He's literally... Isn't he close to 25 years old now? And I know I'm not making a joke.
He is.
I think he was drafted at 24, so that means he's getting closer and closer to 25 years old. Is, at this point, if I'm playing Kirk Cousins, after what he's done for 4 straight weeks, it's because Michael Penix looks horrible in practice.
Okay. Well, this question kind of goes along with that. We'll stay in the same division. NFL overreaction or reality, the Tampa Bay Bucks will win the NFC South. They have the third easiest schedule left. They have been playing significantly better than the Falcons. Although the Falcons have an easy schedule down the stretch too.
As long as Mike Evans is healthy, I think the Buccaneers have chances to win every game. You say the third easiest schedule?
I believe that is correct.
Cowboys, Panthers, Saints, Chargers. That's like, that's not a chaos thing to finish the season on.
That's
Cowboys
true.
Are going to try. Chargers are going to try. Panthers will give their best effort but still lose. And the Saints, I don't think they have anything.
They might try.
So I think, I think the Buccaneers are going to win out of this one.
NFL.
Probably so.
Yeah.
Just looking, I'm not looking at the Falcons schedule, but like you just said, the four games that they have. I'm going to assume they lose at the Chargers and win the other three games, and that should get them as the division winner and then lose immediately in the playoffs.
Just for the record, the Falcons schedule at the Raiders, host the Giants, at the Commanders, host the Panthers. So,
oh my God,
it's not difficult either. Do you care, just because of the last part of what you just said, do you particularly care who wins the NFC South, knowing it feels likely that they're going to get bounced immediately.
They're going to play. It feels like Minnesota or Green Bay.
Yeah.
Because those will be the first two wild card teams. Like, it just matters who ends up being better, Minnesota or Green Bay, at the end of the year. So I assume that Minnesota and Green Bay are going to win in the wild card round.
Okay. All right. I like it. NFL overreaction or reality? The Titans will be in the quarterback market again this season. So that's only a couple years for Will Levis. However, I will tell you this. His QBR this season is a 30.5. That is 32nd in the league. He was a second round pick. I know it was only in 2023, but overreaction or reality? They've seen enough. Time to go.
I don't know if I've watched the Titans play one snap this year. I hate to tell you that, but I don't even know if I've watched them play one snap.
I know we talk about Anthony Richardson in terms of high ceiling, low floor. I think Will Levis is there too. He has some throws that you're like, I don't know how many quarterbacks in the league can make that throw. Then two plays later, you'll be like, what the hell?
Bonehead.
But I don't want Quinn Ewers. Like, if Tennessee doesn't get Sanders or Ward, the two guys that are considered the two, I just throw Will Levis back out there, lose another 12 to 15 games, and then maybe the quarterback class will be better the next year. But, like, if I take Quinn Ewers, I think
it's the same?
I think similar, maybe even worse. So, like, taking kind of a flyer on a second through fourth round quarterback, I mean, like, you're competing with Will Levis. I'm just in the same spot. I just need the first or second pick to take one of these guys that you hope. I know is like a can't miss is a bad term, but like that you like, hey, worst case scenario, he's an average starting quarterback. And I think, I don't know this, but with Sanders and Ward, I think worst case scenario, they're an average starting quarterback in year 2-3.
Corey?
Yes.
Will Levis.
The worst.
Okay, so we're done.
Yeah, move on from, well,
okay.
Your coach is a pretty good offensive coordinator.
Sure.
And he's throwing his hands up in the air like, the hell's going on?
Right.
What the F are you doing?
Yeah.
And so,
that's an actual thing that happened.
And they actually have Tony Pollard doing pretty good.
Yeah, Tony Pollard's been good. Taji Spears pretty good. Like, their backup, their role players are pretty good. Their quarterback will fumble the ball away in a key moment in a game in the red zone multiple times over and over. And the coach is like, you did the exact, again, Kevin, this goes to, you know the rules?
Yeah.
Okay, once you know the rules, you don't break the rule again.
Yeah.
And he's broken it multiple times.
I got one more for you today. NFL overreaction or reality? Bill Belichick will never be seen in the NFL again.
I don't think so. I don't think he will.
Reality.
I think that's reality. I think this is a great decision, though, for him.
I'm excited.
Now, does it change how people look at him in the NFL? Does he want to be on the top of the mountain? Or is he like, hey, I did a whole lot of crap in the NFL. I'm good. I think whatever legacy y'all want to build for me, that's fine. But I'm pretty happy with my career.
Can I ask a bonus question then that's kind of related to that? Do you think people will change their minds at all about the Brady-Belichick dynamic or move it closer back together if he is awesome in North Carolina? Because as soon as Brady went to Tampa, people are like, oh, look at Tom Brady getting work done. And then clearly Belichick struggled. If Belichick bounced down North Carolina, and I don't know what be awesome looks like, but they're in the quarterfinals of the playoffs in 2 years. Do you think people will be like, oh, okay, hold on. Or no, because it's college.
I say no because it's college, but how bad of a hit, I don't know, in your opinion, Kevin, how bad of a hit in your mind did Belichick take the last 2 or 3 years of his coaching career?
See, to me, not as much, because I always thought it was going to be easier for Brady than Belichick because Brady is the quarterback. Like, he can make a team better, where Belichick was obviously going to get worse because he lost his quarterback. But I've heard a lot of people who are like, well, now you see who is responsible for all of that, which I think it's silly. They were obviously both responsible.
For sure.
To a certain extent.
Yeah, it's like, who's responsible, Andy Reid or Patrick Mahomes? Andy Reid had a much better resume than Patrick Mahomes before Patrick Mahomes got to the NFL. Yeah. And then when they married, they became the best.
Yes, and got rid of all of Andy Reid's time management issues. But
I think what's going to happen with, yes. No, actually, they haven't, Kevin. They still have some of those problems.
But people don't talk about them
But they're
much.
Covered up because of all the touchdowns. For sure.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Coming up next, we move into the expressway, which means some Mike likes it, but also the combo platter, lost and found edition. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what item were you saddest over losing? That and a Brooks and Dunn ticket giveaway. Woo! Pack segment next on the Fan. KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got a Brooks and Dunn ticket giveaway in here. We will also get to Mike Likes It. But right now, it's time for the combo platter, 877-881-1053. Give us a sports opinion. And then, what item were you the saddest over losing?
Can I start ever? With my sports opinion?
Sure.
On Saturday at Barton House Brewing, the round tables have been thrown out there, by the way. Fred and Blake are going to be hosting the show throughout the day. So really looking forward to that. The first segment after Fred and Blake open, Sean Sharif and Mike Bassick together at 120. Mike drive Sean Sharif insane in one segment?
That would be impressive.
The way he does with us.
We can only hope.
I am famous.
When he gets mad, he gets really mad.
He does.
Yeah, you better watch your crotch because he goes below the belt.
Below the belt.
But he really does too. He does it both. He does that segment and then he likes kicking nads.
So that's my sports opinion. Be ready for that. In your face, Kevin.
Hold on. Wait.
I'm right after Sean and Mike.
Is your sports opinion that he's going to drive Sean crazy, or did you take Mike's opinion that he might get punched in the junk?
Yeah, all of those. All of those are my sports opinion right now. I follow Sean and Mike, then Dawson, then Will, Choppy, Bobby and Lucius, then Kevin at 320, Eric at 340, Zach and Peyton brought us, then Alec closes out the show. So congratulations, everybody. Look forward to that on Saturday at Martin House Brewing from 1 to 5. The thing that I lost, Kevin, when I was an age of youngness, I had those, they were rubber toys.
Mm-hmm.
And they were, the rubber toys were, it was Hulk Hogan and the guy that had the USSR shirt.
Was that Nikolai Volkoff?
Yeah, Nikolai Volkoff.
Sal Albando.
The Iron Sheik.
No.
Whatever, and there was
I had those too.
Yeah, you had those too. I had those. I lost the whole. We were at a softball game, and I left the Hulk Hogan one in the grass somewhere.
Brother.
And when we got in the car, I was like, "Oh no, I don't have that one." And so my dad and I got out of the car, ran out to where we were, and it's gone, just gone. So I left it. Somebody saw it and was like, "This is mine now," and took off with it. Dude, I was inconsolable for about 2 days because I played with those toys all the time. Like I would set those up in the room, create a little wrestling ring and everything.
Did you say your prayers and take your vitamins, brother?
Yes. Okay. Yes, absolutely.
I wonder what the two most popular of those were, as in all those wrestlers.
Like
I had some of them too. It had to be the Russian and Hulk Hogan, right?
I could see that.
And probably
you can buy them
order.
Right now. For $10.
Really?
On Team... Okay, never mind. It's Timu, so you don't want to do that.
Hey, just real quick. Why is Timu not great? I feel people compare all the time.
You remember how, Kevin, if you got... if you go on... Like, let's say we go to Amazon to get a RoboCop toy. If you go to Timu, you're going to get Robert Cop.
Oh, okay.
And that's kind of... That's the point there. Okay. Is that you're going to get those. But yeah, man. I'm looking at... Yeah, there's the list. There's all of them right there. Wow, I didn't have the Giant. I didn't have Andre the Giant. Who had Magnificent Murado? Morocco.
The thing was, they were all almost from the same, I don't know, what do they call it, mold?
Yeah.
So like Andre the Giant's the same size as everybody.
And you're like, hold on just a minute.
So I remember not as a kid going, I don't really want Andre the Giant, you know, and he doesn't look like a giant. He's the same size as everybody.
Oh, yeah. Wow. They are pretty much all the same size.
This one that I found on eBay, $150 for about 8 of them. And the bodies are all worn out. But yeah, man, that's pretty cool.
They played with them a lot.
They definitely played with these toys.
From the 817. My sports opinion is that the Cowboys will indeed bring Mike McCarthy back to coach next year. The thing they lost was a teddy bear when they were only 6. Man, there's a lot of age 6s come up here from the 214. The Cowboys will blow out the Panthers 37-3. I lost a Mickey Mouse when I was 6. My mom gave it to me, and she has since passed. And it really bothers me when I think about it, even though it was almost 40 years ago. Those things with the sentimental attachments.
Oh, for sure.
Absolutely, I could see that. Man, people have a lot of Timu thoughts. All right, Mike.
Alec texted and said that he calls his haircut the Roman Reigns Timu.
Okay. This is kind of off-brand.
Yeah,
I gotcha.
Is this sports opinion time?
Yes.
Oh my God. Mike, do you want the roundtable list? You can just read that one again.
No, right. I just know that I'm supposed to do it at 1:20.
With Sean.
Yep.
Yep. Done.
Okay.
My sports opinion. I'm not crazy about this, but I understand it. So I have two. I think Jaden Hardy's going to be traded. Not just by himself. I do think because of his salary, he'll kind of have to be combined for the Mavericks to get something. Maybe they want a little bit more, and I'm going to talk about that. Mike likes it here in a second. And I'm going to say this, but you guys can expand on this. We didn't talk about this. I've been pleasantly surprised by Omax Prosper recently.
Yeah.
I don't know where he fits.
Hit a three the other night that I was happy with.
I don't know where and how he fits in like the rotation, and I don't think he'll be part of your playoff rotation, but a guy that is in his second year after being drafted in the first round, he seems to be making progress. I know he's making progress. I just don't know how he fits. So I'm wondering this. Does that give him a lot more trade value? If he's getting, and then it says, are you playing him because you believe in him as one of the nine guys? Are you playing him because you're like, he's better than people think, and we need to show him a little bit so that teams that are out of it, that are going to possibly trade with the Mavericks, go, hey, have you seen the Omax Prosper 5 to 10 minutes that we're getting to see? Like, he can play. He just doesn't have any minutes on the Mavericks.
That's quality stuff
all
right there, Mike. I like it.
I like it. And I pulled an Omax Prosper, Derek Lively, dual auto, rookie number to 49. So I would love Omax Prosper to keep being good.
Is that an Immaculate or something?
What was it was in Spectra basketball.
Okay. I will go back to this. I have to be careful what I say.
Oh.
And it's... You talked about losing, like you left something there and you lost it. Obviously, I ended up losing a lot of my favorite cards, literally my favorite cards. And it's been a long and ugly process. And obviously, I'm never going to see those cards again.
Yep.
So that is, I mean, I still lose sleep over it to this day. It's just been a miserable, horrible experience. And,
especially cause it's taken forever too, right?
Yeah. And somewhat still ongoing. So, that's that. I feel like as far as I can talk about it, I'm sure somebody's recording this. So
fair enough. From the 682, my sports opinion is the Chiefs will not lose another game and will go on to win the Super Bowl. And I took my best sports cards to the recreation center when I was 8. My parents used to drop us off in the summer. I set them down to play a game of ping pong, and I forgot about them.
Mm.
And when we went back, they were long, long gone. From the 763, my sports opinion is Justin Jefferson, will go down as the greatest wide receiver ever. And I lost my Harmon Killebrew signed baseball years ago.
The Justin Jefferson thing... I can totally see it.
It's a spicy opinion. I like it.
And I don't remember, Kevin, if you were here when we were talking about it. Maybe you were. But for him to get to that, he has to make up his mind. I want to be the greatest receiver ever right now.
Yeah.
And then take care of his body in such a way that puts him in like LeBron status of taking care of your body and having longevity.
Because
the longevity and numbers that Jerry Rice put up are insane. So even as amazing as his numbers are now, I agree. I think like he's something rare that we've never seen. The way that he plays the game, the way that he catches everything, and the way that he can just make plays downfield. But for him to be able to do that, health is going to be such a huge factor.
Yeah.
I hope he can, though.
That would
I really
be
do.
Amazing.
I would love to watch Justin Jefferson for the next 15 years be an amazing receiver.
All right. This one... I can't help but read this one. They're doing a bit, but it's actually pretty funny. From the 2-4, Jonathan Mingo will have his breakout game with 3 catches for 16 yards.
Buy into us.
That would match Mike McCarthy. That would match his season total of catches on the year. No, I guess we said he had one. He didn't have just one catch for the whole year with Carolina, or was it just one catch?
In that five-game stretch, he only had one catch.
So he has two catches for the Cowboys. So, like, in the last 10 or 11 weeks of football in the NFL, the dude has three catches. What a wasted pick. Like, just give them. Just tell Carolina we feel bad
for
you.
We're just going to give you a draft
pick. Give them another pick. Just get, like, on draft day, just say, you want one of our comp picks? We just feel bad for you.
For the 682.
Please don't give us another Mingo.
Leah Fowl will be pretty decent in filling in for Overshown, and I lost my Aggie ring in 2012. From the 469, the Dallas Stars will win the Stanley Cup. And I had an ex-girlfriend take one of my favorite hoodies. It was from a small band that isn't around anymore. I knew a guy once that he broke up with this girl, and then he went into her house and stole a painting.
That was me.
What?
I didn't steal it. I just took it back without asking.
It feels like stealing, though.
I didn't, and it wasn't a forceful entry, but I did step into the house. You know what? We're all on great terms now. I'm married to the woman I took the painting from. And her mom loves me now.
Did you ever go back and say, hey, that one time I went into your house and stole that painting?
Adrian knows.
But does her mom know?
I don't wanna break the bond we have now. Like, everything's really good right now. So
gotcha.
Don't wanna destroy that.
From the Chris, I'm gonna get to you in just one second.
But if you really like a hoodie, go get it. Get your hoodie back. You deserve that hoodie.
Okay, but how long is too long? Like, if it's been 12 years, you can't just show up in that person's life now, right?
Okay.
Or you probably shouldn't either way.
Within about 6 months. If you know within 6 months that it's gone, you should be able to go say, hey, you know I love that hoodie.
Okay.
You've moved on from me.
Sure.
So let's go. Just give me the hoodie back.
Okay. From the 903, the Cowboys running back room next year will consist of two rookie running backs not named Ashton Jeanty. And I lost an Aikman signed rookie that my now deceased dad bought me for my 12th birthday. That is so sad. Wow. All right, Chris, go ahead.
No, I just thought of another one.
Okay, do you want to say it?
Well, my dad got me a cross. I say metal cross. It might have been silver.
Yeah, like a pendant.
Back when I was in eighth, ninth grade, and I had it. I wore it like my whole career, and we were on a trip, I think, to Montana.
Okay.
In 2019-20.
Oh.
And in Denver, Colorado's airport, I took it off
with a metal detector.
And for some reason, I didn't pick it up or whatever. And then we got on the plane, and I'm like, oh, I don't have my necklace. And that was it. So I had it from like age 14 through about age, let's say, 42 to 43.
Wow.
And, but.
Okay, that is very sad. That is. Man.
I just remembered that one.
Thanks a lot, Kevin.
All right, Chris, no pressure. I hope the thing you lost is like kind of quirky and upbeat. Give us a sports opinion and then the thing that you lost.
Yeah, my sports opinion is that I'm even more excited to have the miracle to go to tonight's Stars game because first round pick Leon Bischel is making his NHL debut tonight for the Stars.
Yeah, he just got brought up and we talked about the, like, they were going precautionary on somebody and now they made a roster move.
Yeah, and that's going to boost our team a lot. Matt Dumba hasn't been as good as we thought he was going to be when we signed him for $3.5 million.
Or has he?
No, he hasn't. He hasn't been great.
But there's some people who, when that signing got made, were like, really?
Yeah.
That's what we're doing?
That's not going to be good enough. Okay, my thing that I lost.
Is he a smart player?
I don't think so. But he's a veteran.
Because his last name is Dumba, and you think it's part of dumbass, maybe?
He wore number 55 when he started playing. So, yeah, he was along with that bit.
Okay.
The thing that I lost, do you guys ever leave on top of your car, like, a drink? When you open the door, you have multiple things in your hand. You leave a drink on top of your car?
Yeah.
One time I left my phone on top of my car.
No.
So, not knowing it, first red light, fling down my windshield, goes into the middle of the intersection.
Oh, no.
I have to walk out to the middle of the intersection. It's dead.
At least you got it back.
I really thought this was going to be one of those like comedic scenes where then the biggest truck you've ever seen in your life drives over it. You know, like that always happens in a TV show.
So I did leave my phone on top of Adrian's car once. We drove at least 15 miles from the party we were at. And when I got home the next morning, I was like, oh, crap, where's my phone? And I said, let's go redrive the route. We redrove the route. I found it on the side of the road. Completely smashed. Like, oh, it was completely smashed.
Yeah.
But being able to be like, hey, let's just go redrive the route and finding it was kind of an awesome moment in life for me.
Okay.
Even though it was smashed, I had to get a new one.
My sports opinion, and this is in part because of Chris, the Dallas Stars will win by at least 3 goals tonight. It is going to be a butt kicking.
Is that for Chris? Is that what you're saying? Like, you said because of.
It was only going to be, I was going back and forth between 1 and 2. But now that Chris is going to be there, I'm upping it to 3. Dallas Stars domination this evening. And then in 1991, Duke won their first national championship. My mom had a friend who lived in North Carolina. She got me a hat from the Duke bookstore. And I lost it at a Pizza Hut while we were on vacation. And it was the kind of the vacation thing where, like, you're not going to backtrack. You got a schedule. You're just moving on. And the hat was gone forever. And I was like 11 or 12. Mm. And I was really, really sad.
Did you get over it, though?
Yeah, I mean.
You still hurt by it?
You know, I think I got over it. Because if I haven't now, that's probably, I need to revisit some other stuff. From the 214, the Mavericks will make it to the NBA Finals. And in the fourth grade, I lost a whole bunch of the NFL pencils because I sat down on them and broke them.
Oh, really?
And the NFL pencils used to be like the best status symbol you could have.
It was awesome. Most people had the Browns. Like you had a Brown or a Saints one.
Yeah.
And those were the bad teams. But if you got lucky and got that Cowboys one, you were happy. If you got the Eagles or something like that, you snapped that sucker in half.
Oh, man. Is that
the hat?
Actually kind of looks like that.
Corey,
man, that kind of looks like, that's $80?
That's it, dude. Yeah, that's it.
Good
right
Lord,
now.
That's a lot.
Somebody made some money off your hat.
Oh, man. From the two.
Is that what it looked like? Was
I think
it a white?
I think that is kind of what it looked like. I know it was white for sure. From the 214.
Like Duke's basketball place.
That, is it? Well, okay. That's a fair critique. From the 214, Kamar Rocker will be the rookie of the year. And my parents threw away my baseball cards and comic books when I left for college. Now, here's what I need to know. It's sad either way. But did you leave for college like 3 years ago or 50 years ago? Because that could rapidly change like the amount of value that we're talking about. Or maybe just had an awesome card collection. Why do parents do that?
What?
Just ask, hey, Corey, do you want this thing? And then if you say no, you throw it away. And then you're like, I asked you. Mm-hmm. You said no. Don't just throw stuff away without asking.
Yeah. I usually tell Adrian at the house, like if I'm in clean mode and I'm tired of looking at her crap sitting around, I go, hey, do you want to clean this section of the house? And if she's like, no, not really, then I'll be like, all right, then I'll do it. And she knows that if I say, then I'll do it, that most of it's getting thrown away. So if you better go through it real quick if you want something, because most of it's going to be gone.
Does she backtrack ever then? She's like, wait.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. It becomes a whole, you know what, before you do that. And I'm like, all right, good, because... And then it gets cleaned up a little bit, and then it sits there for a while, and then I throw the rest of it away.
From the 940, Nathan Eovaldi and Jacob deGrom will stay healthy all season. That is going to help this Rangers team kick some ass. And then my freshman year of high school, someone stole my iPod Nano, the newest generation.
You get Nathan Eovaldi and deGrom for the entire season.
Yep.
But right at the end of the season, arm fatigue kicks in they can't make it to the playoffs. Or...
You're going to lose in the playoffs.
They help you get to the playoffs, but don't pitch healthy all season. They just kind of have ups and downs, and they're available for the playoffs.
I mean, I'm picking that second one because somehow we've still made the playoffs in that scenario, despite the fact that they've been
hurt. I think you have a good enough group that you can, hitting-wise, and that you can be able to do it.
In a way, that's what Eovaldi did. He had a great 2023, immediately got hurt after the All-Star game, and then didn't look good in September, and then was perfect in October.
I will take option number two. We're the KNC Masterpiece.
Remember that.
I will remember that. Right here on 105.3 The Fan. We got Mike Likes It in just a second.
Let's give something away!
I met the lady last night who won this.
Did you really?
Yeah, that's right, Tolos.
She's at the card signings.
There's What's no up, need lady? To cry on Terry on Moon. If Ranger. You're caller number 10 at 877-881-1053, you can win a pair of tickets to see Brooks and Dunn on March 21st at Lucas Oil Live at the Windstar World Casino and Resort.
Chris is showing you up.
Thank you very much, Chris.
Chris, that was awesome. Do you know how much Kevin wanted to do that and has done it his whole career and you just stole it from him?
Oh,
it does not
I've done the morning
me.
Show too
it,
much lately. They throw that on Peyton.
Yeah, because they get lazy in the morning show. Yep. I get it.
Yep. All Sean wants to do is wear sweats.
I mean, I do sympathize with quite a bit. All
sweats
right,
are awesome.
It's time for Mike Likes It.
All right. So, Chris, that was amazing.
Okay, Chris, while you were doing that entire read, Mike turns off his microphone and he goes, "Oh, Kevin, you see that? Chris really asserting his dominance over you." Like, the whole time you're doing the bit. It was pretty amazing.
Thank you. Chris, I was in my Peyton mode.
Yeah, I liked it. Okay, so last night, we talked about this, but not in a while. Obviously, as a card collector, the one-of-one MLB debut patch is going to be the card of all cards for every rookie from 2023 and beyond, as long as they keep doing it.
And that's in the Topps Chrome update that we auctioned off one of those boxes for a piece-a-thon.
The person who bought our box did not get the Wyatt Langford patch.
Mm.
That was pulled last night on Whatnot.
Oh.
So that one is now gone. The Paul Skeens has still not been pulled. At least publicly, nobody has said they've pulled it. So we're assuming it hasn't been pulled. Remember, the Pittsburgh Pirates are offering 30 years of season tickets right behind home plate, all kinds of
things. And
Libby
Dunn's like, you can come hang out in my box. Then Ken Golden in her luck. Good Lord.
Okay. So anyway.
Jesus. And then Ken Golden said, "Don't do that. You should sell it, man. God, you guys are dumb."
Oh, jeez. Okay.
So, sweet. I should have said that's my fault.
Like, watch a game with her, Kevin.
God.
So, anyways, the Wyatt Langford is off the board. It's not up for auction. I don't know what the person who won it is going to do with it. I'm guessing. I don't know this. I'm just guessing. I'm guessing that card is going to sell for $50,000.
But you could see it going
higher
than that. I could
see it even getting to 100K.
Okay, because this is going to be the elite of the elite card of these players.
And yeah, I think the Ellie De La Cruz and the Paul Skeens, the two that are probably the most sought after. Ellie De La Cruz has been already pulled. That was pulled really quickly. I don't know if that sold yet or not. But
I think that would give us some really good insight about.
I want to say, if I heard right, like that one might have been like 300K.
Ooh,
for the Ellie De La Cruz, and I think Paul Skeens is considered to go for more. So
I agree with that.
Anyways, that Wyatt Langford has been pulled. Okay, so we did get the update on the Mavs. Golden State lost last night, so the Mavs play at Golden State on Sunday night.
And Steve Kerr was furious about the way that game ended.
Okay, I did not see the ending of it, but Houston and Oklahoma City are now in the semifinals playing for the Super Cup.
And if it would have gone the other way, then I think you would have got a home game. But instead, like you said, you will be on the road against Golden State, which will break up this home stand.
Okay, next one. I was on with the G-Bag Nation at 5:30 yesterday.
Oh.
By the way, yeah, so the lady who was the 10th caller yesterday who won the Brooks and Dunn tickets, she was like, "Hey, I was the 10th caller yesterday." I was like, "Oh, congratulations. That was my first ever concert at 16 years old."
That's very cool.
I'm forgetting her name, but I met the lady yesterday who won the tickets, was out at the toy drive. Yeah, the toy drive. I guess that got you in the autograph line. I'm not
was
sure.
Her name Sharon?
Yes.
From North Richland Hills.
Sharon! Okay, so yesterday on the G-Bag Nation, they said that, I didn't see this, maybe you guys have or haven't, that I guess Herb Jones, who plays for the New Orleans Pelicans, is possibly a trade candidate because New Orleans looks like they're not going anywhere. They're not going to make the playoffs, and they're going to try to start over. They're almost going to be like, we've screwed it up. Like, Zion just can't stay healthy.
But it seems like they still kind of want to start over with him, does it not?
I think they don't have an option.
Yeah.
I think what team is going to take on that contract and give them what they want for a guy who's consistently hurt and struggles tremendously with weight issues in his mid-20s?
Yeah.
Because you're just going to assume, like, by 30, he's probably going to be out of the league because of injuries and weight issues. So, Herb Jones, I'll describe him this way. I know he has the same last name. Obviously not related at all. They're both left-handed. He is very much like Derek Jones Jr. So he's left-handed. He's long, athletic, jumps high. He's 6 foot seven.
Looks a little thicker. Looks a little thicker to me.
Yeah, but like plays the same role.
Okay, all right.
So I don't mind him. I'm interested in how good is Najee Marshall? Is he going to end up being like, take Derek Lively out of this because he might be your third best player? Because offensively, Lively doesn't do a much offensively. He does dunk the ball. He's great around the rim. But like Najee might be turning into your third best player as this season progresses.
And better than we thought, right?
Yes. But Herb Jones, I wish, once again, he has been a horrible three-point shooter this year. I was looking at his stats. But for his career, he's a 37% three-point shooter. So
okay.
How much do the Mavericks look at Herb Jones if he is a person they would want? And he's, by the way, he's under a three-year contract at approximately $13 million per year. So a very, I guess, doable contract to trade for and a contract you'd look at and be a role player who's going to give us 20 to 30 minutes tonight, right in the range of just above mid-level exception money. Is I look at Herb Jones and go, okay, if the Mavs got Herb Jones and they're trading, let's say, Maxi Kleba and their first round pick, I'm throwing out a scenario that would somewhat work. Or and let's say you just throw in Jaden Hardy to really make it work. Do they look at Herb Jones and go, hey, he's never really had a point guard in New Orleans, so if we give him a point guard, that would even make him more like a 40% three-point shooter? Because his job would be to maybe do the Derek Jones alley-oops. And I don't think he jumps as high as Derek Jones. I need to make that clear. But he is a nice athletic guy, good defensive guy. And then can he bang down corner three-pointers? Because that would primarily be his role on offense here while being a defensive weapon.
If he can do those things, what are you offering again?
Is that if you throw in Jaden Hardy, so Jaden Hardy a first and Maxi Kleba, that's starting to feel like a heftier price tag with Hardy.
I mean, I guess with the first, you don't feel like you're giving up too much because you don't have any draft picks anyway.
Yeah.
This team's built with veterans right now, but it also has the youth of Luka as your star for a while. Oh, giving up Hardy seems like too much, though.
So it'd be either, would you rather give up Hardy or give up the first round pick this upcoming draft?
I think I would kind of rather give up Hardy, honestly, just because I don't know if they're ever going to figure out exactly how they want to use him, or which might not be fair because that makes it seem like it's only the team's fault. Hardy got an opportunity and he did not play as well as he needed to continue to get that opportunity.
You know, I look at this upcoming first round pick as not valuable to the Mavs, like picking a guy. Now, there could be somebody who falls in the draft. They're like, we can't believe he's fallen, like the way that maybe Michael Finley really liked Jalen Brunson.
Yeah.
And it took him time, even though he was a senior in college. It took, that fourth year was the year that finally he took off. And now the Knicks are benefiting tremendously from that. But I look at it and go, the Mavs don't have many future picks. So if the Mavs don't trade that first round pick and use Hardy or Omax Prosper to get a deal done with a young prospect that's not making much money, is I look at that pick and go, maybe the Mavs, because that guy probably won't help the Mavs at all or play for the Mavs at all. There's just not rotational time with the way it looks like the future Mavs are. Maybe you can recoup a lot of second round picks that you've traded. Like, we'll trade that first round pick. Somebody likes somebody. Hopefully it's pick 30 because you won the NBA or 29. You know, you're in the NBA finals. And you go, all right, we'll trade you that pick and we need 5 second round picks. And I know that sounds weird, but like the Mavs don't have any second round picks because they traded all of them for different deals that have worked out tremendously well. But maybe you just use that pick to recoup future picks or go, hey, we don't have a 2026 first round pick. Let's just get a 2026 first round pick out of this and maybe a future second round pick so we have more picks to possibly trade when the right person comes up.
I think that's probably where I fall.
Okay. So anyways, Herb Jones, I think you guys are with me. I don't know how much he does for the Mavs. I don't mind getting him. but I just don't know how much he would affect my feeling of, oh, well, now you're better than Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Now you'll beat the Boston Celtics if you play them in the finals again. I don't know if Herb Jones does that for me, but he's a nice player.
For the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. Coming up next, it's time for the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Let's talk with our friend Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. And is it illegal to... Oh, you know what? I got a different one for today. We'll do that one tomorrow.
Transportation.